Good morning. You're tuned to listener-sponsored non-commercial Pacifica Radio, WBAI New York at 99.5 FM, streaming at WBAI.org. Coming up next, Waking Up with Juliana N. King, but first this news report. The first of two Democratic presidential debates took place in Miami last night, not far from Parkland, Florida, where in February of 2018, a gunman opened fire with a semi-automatic rifle at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School. He killed 17 students and staff members and injured 17 others. NBC moderator Chuck Todd said the shooting started a lot of gun activism. He asked Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren, with hundreds of millions of guns on the streets, what's the role of the federal government?
Seven children will die today from gun violence, children and teenagers. And they won't just die in mass shootings. They'll die on sidewalks, they'll die in playgrounds, they'll die in people's backyards. Gun violence is a national health emergency in this country, and we need to treat it like that. So what can we do? We can do the things that are sensible. We can do the universal background checks. We can ban the weapons of war. But we can also double down on the research and find out what really works.
Former HUD Secretary Julian Castro says he's the dad of a 10-year-old girl.
The worst thing is knowing that your child might be worried about what could happen at school, a place that's supposed to be safe. We don't have to accept that.
Castro says the activists of Parkland and Moms Demand Action, who have risen up across the United States, have inspired so many people. And he says although we have not yet seen legislative action, we're getting closer to passing common sense gun reform. Congressmember Tim Ryan of Ohio says we need to deal with the trauma our kids are experiencing.
We need social and emotional learning in every school. 90% of the shooters who do school shootings come from the school they're in, and 73% of them feel shamed, traumatized, or bullied.
Ryan says if our kids are so traumatized they're going into a school with a gun, then we're doing something wrong. Senator Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota has a specific way that she looks at proposed gun regulations.
Does this hurt my Uncle Dick and his deer stand, coming from a proud hunting and fishing state? These proposals don't do that. When I was a prosecutor, I supported the assault weapon ban. When I was in the Senate, I saw those moms from Sandy Hook come and try to advocate for change, and we all failed. And then, now, these Parkland kids from Florida, they started literally a national shift. You know why? It's just like with gay marriage. When kids talk to their parents and their grandparents, they say, I don't understand why we can't put these sensible things in place. They listen.
There's one thing we don't all agree with when it comes to guns, and I think it's common sense, and over 70% of Americans agree with me.
New Jersey Senator Cory Booker.
If you need a license to drive a car, you should need a license to buy and own a firearm. And not everybody in this field agrees with that, but in states like Connecticut that did that, they saw 40% drops in gun violence and 15% drops in suicides. We need to start having bold agendas on guns. Look.
New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio.
I run the largest police force in America, too, and if we're going to stop these shootings, we're going to get these guns off the street, we have to have a very different relationship between our police and our community. I also want to say there's something that sets me apart from all my colleagues running in this race, and that is for the last 21 years, I've been raising a black son in America. And I have had to have very, very serious talks with my son, Dante, about how to protect himself on the streets of our city and all over this country, including how to deal with the fact that he has to take special caution because there have been too many tragedies between our young men and our police, too, as we saw recently in Indiana. So we need to have a different conversation in this country about guns, but also a different conversation about policing that brings police and community together. We've done that in New York City, and we've driven down crime while we've done it.
Apart from gun reform, most of the candidates agree that climate change is one of the most important problems which need to be addressed. Another is Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. Ohio Representative Tim Ryan says the Democratic Party has a perception problem.
We are not connecting to the working class people in the very states that I represent, in Ohio, in the industrial Midwest. We've lost all connection. That we have got to change the center of gravity of the Democratic Party from being coastal and elitist and Ivy League, which is the perception, to somebody from the forgotten communities that have been left behind for the last 30 years, to get those workers back on our side so we can say we're going to build electric vehicles, we're going to build solar panels. But if you want to beat Mitch McConnell, this better be a working class party. If you want to go into Kentucky and take his rear end out, and if you want to take Lindsey Graham out, you got to have a blue collar party that can go into the textile communities in South Carolina.
Ryan says if we don't connect with workers, white, black, gay, straight, working class people, none of the goals of the Democratic Party will get done. The second debate is this evening. It features more of the leading Democrats in this crowded field. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.